a book review. The name of the book, Reclaim the Fire, A Parish Guide to Evangelization. The author, Reverend Martin Pabble, P-A-B-L-E. The publisher is ACTA Publications, and the date that this book was put out is in 2009. ACTA is found in Skokie, Illinois. And now, what is the book about? Well, let's go to the jacket and see what the jacket has to say. For years, studies have revealed the depressingly high number of inactive Catholics and Catholics who have left the Church for another denomination. Now, Reverend Martin Pabble, an award-winning and best-selling author, offers a series of practical solutions. Reclaim the Fire celebrates the great traditions of the Catholic Church, yet also looks inward to provide concrete ideas to help churches fulfill their potential as engaging and inviting places of worship. Reclaim the Fire begins with a brief overview of the Catholic Church's historical efforts at evangelization. After revealing some of the reasons why Catholics have shifted away from evangelization in recent times, Pabble moves on to offer a series of specific ideas on how the Church in the United States can become a vibrant evangelizing force that energizes those already in the pews, draws back inactive Catholics, and attracts new parishioners, thus creating a self-sustaining and vital faith community that is better prepared to fulfill its Christian mission. And now we go to the table of contents just to get an idea of what is in this book, and then we will move into a section in the book which reveals the direction it is going. First chapter, Where is the Passion? Question mark. Second, A Brief History of Evangelization. 3. A Vision of Evangelization. 4. What is the Good News? 5. Evangelizing Active Catholics. 6. Evangelizing Inactive Catholics and the Unchurched. 7. Evangelizing the Culture. 8. Becoming an Evangelizing Parish. 9. Evangelization and Apologetics. And 10. The Conclusion. I have picked the outreach to inactive Catholics because I think this is one of the more important elements of today. It reads as follows on this chapter on outreach to Catholics. For a long time, it seemed individuals and parishes were feeling the need for such a ministry, but were unclear as to how to go about it. They instinctively recoiled from any kind of approach based on guilt or shame. But in recent years, the Holy Spirit has been stirring up a good number of people to develop creative and gospel-based forms of outreach. The resource from the Bishop's Committee noted above gives an excellent summary of the various approaches. Some are parish-based, others are diocesan and even nationwide in scope. The basic message we want to communicate to our inactive brothers and sisters is this: we miss you. We care about you. We invite you to take another look at our community. You will be welcomed here. Let us now try to describe the various elements that would comprise an active, effective, parish-based ministry to inactive Catholics. Number one, total parish involvement. It may seem obvious, but this needs to be stated. The ministry is doomed to failure if it does not have the wholehearted support of the pastor. Sometimes I get calls from parishioners who have caught the fire and want to help them get started with an outreach to inactive Catholics, but I will not do so if the pastor is not on board. My practice is not based on ideological grounds, but a practical one. The parish simply will not follow unless the pastor leads. In fact, the whole pastoral team or staff needs to support the ministry. Nor is it enough that an evangelization committee be given the task. It is the whole parish that is the agent of evangelization. The committee or the pastoral staff may do the visioning and planning and actual carrying out of the ministry, but the whole parish needs to be informed and involved. I think this is a very, very good point. So often the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing in areas like this. And it should come from the pulpit, it should be in the bulletin, it should be all over that we are really trying to reach out to those who are on the margins and who have left the church. Another suggestion in this chapter, simple, basic ways. I will never forget what I once heard a businessman say to me, "You priests have the greatest product in the world," meaning the gospel, "but you don't know how to market it. Perhaps we resist marketplace language when thinking of spreading the gospel. But why not? As St. Paul once said, but how are they to call on God in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him?" Marketing is simply a way of getting the gospel message out into the public arena. More specifically, it is letting people know that our parish is here, it has something good to offer, and you will be welcome. Here are some suggestions I never tire of presenting to parishes. Create an attractive, welcoming, physical environment. This includes a clear, easily readable sign for the parish office. I don't know how many times I've had to drive up and down streets and through parking lots in search of some clue as to where the heck the entrance is. It should not be that difficult to design signs and access to our places with spiritual seekers. Make it easy as possible. Signs outside the church are helpful to announce the times of services. But they could also include a friendly message such as, "All visitors welcome," or "God's family includes you." Speaking of welcome, one of the key persons in the parish is surely the secretary receptionist. Hers is usually the first voice or face the visitor will encounter. Is it warm and welcoming, or cold and indifferent? I've experienced all kinds, for the most part, on the positive side. But there have been some painful exceptions. And then he goes on to say, I have also been encouraging parishes to create a simple but attractive parish brochure or flyer. I have collected a number of these over the years. Most are just paper foldovers with some pictures, photos, or drawings, and basic information about parish services, phone numbers, etc. Nearly every parish has someone gifted in graphic arts or computer layouts who could help design such a flyer. And here I may add something from the old Notre Dame study of years ago, in which they found that people will volunteer if only they are asked. And I must admit, working in a parish, I have found so much talent out there, and all you need to do is, first of all, identify it, and then just say, "Would you be able to help us in this or that manner?" And it's amazing how many people will come forward, and amazing the professionalism that we get. There's no reason why we cannot draw up attractive brochures that attract people. The author then goes on to another suggestion. Sometimes when inactive Catholics find the courage to attend Mass or some other church service, they are either gratified or turned off by the kind of reception they experience. Here is where people who serve as greeters or ministers of hospitality have an important role. Without being gushy, they can communicate a genuine sense of warmth and welcome. But the burden should not be on all the greeters. Again, this is a total parish endeavor. Do the other parishioners smile, scowl, or ignore the newcomer? Do they refuse to give them a place in their pews? If the newcomer is fumbling for a right hymn, will anyone help? Not long ago, I attended Sunday Mass while on vacation. The commentator began, in a friendly way, by welcoming everyone to the service. Then he asked, "If there are any visitors here, would you please stand up?" A few of them did. Immediately, a greeter or usher came over and handed us a visitor card. It has a warm message like, "Thank you for worshiping with us. Would you like to know more about our parish? Please fill out this card, return it to one of the hospitality ministers or the collection basket, and we will be happy to contact you." Yet another suggestion, practical suggestion. Another simple form of outreach in our highly mobile society. People are forever moving in and out of parish boundaries and neighborhoods. I'm told it's not too difficult for the parish to stay informed, though realtors and others, about newcomers coming in. That, by the way, that is, I am told it's not too difficult for the parish to stay informed through realtors and others about newcomers moving in. Chances are great that some of them will be marginal Catholics or unchurched people. Why not train a small core of parishioners to make a call, or better yet, pay a personal visit to each newcomer? With a plate of cookies and a parish brochure, welcome them into the neighborhood and tell them about the parish. It is well known that many people, not only Catholics, drop out of church after moving to a new location. That's an interesting statistic. I'd like to see really what the number are. Often it's not rejection, but a simple matter of inertia. We got preoccupied with our house and yard, finding a school, says one. Doctors and dentists, health clubs, etc. We just never got around to connecting with the church. Personal contact with a friendly parishioner may be all the nudge they need. Another creative suggestion. If at all, create a parish website for your parish. Again, a lot of inactive and unchurched people do their spiritual seeking via the internet. Another suggestion. One more simple suggestion. Christmas and Easter are privileged moments for grace for many inactive Catholics. How true that is. Your parish might want to send out a bulk mailing to every address in your zip code with a message, "If you have no place to worship this holiday, you would be most welcome to join us." Then list your address and phone, times of service, and a special spiritual message from the pastor. Or, if your holiday masses are already overcrowded, you can at least extend a warm welcome to all guests and newcomers. Invite them to come again and to take a parish bulletin with them. It may be the bit of encouragement they need to reconnect with the church of their baptism. This book just goes on with one good suggestion after another. And as you can see, all you need is a little vision, a little extra energy, and you start to connect people. And once you get those connections going, there is no end to what that will lead to. End of book review. The name of the book, again, Reclaim the Fire, A Parish Guide to Evangelization, written by Reverend Martin Pabble, P-A-B-L-E.